Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm Dominique, your host, Dominique Hudson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio. I also want to say that this is our 1,020th episode. Woo-hoo! We praise God. Amen. And if you are listening via online and would like to call in, please dial 323-870-4174. Once again, 323-870-4174. Amen, amen. I just want to thank everyone for just joining me on this night. It's a little chilly in here. I don't know about y'all, but I hope y'all can get some of your comforters as you just get out your notebook, notepad, whatever it is that you take notes with. You know how we always do. We go over a lot of scriptures, so... And as I always say, just make sure you go back and read for yourself. Amen. God may give you a deeper revelation. And you can, if you found a deeper revelation, I would really like if you will share with me, via if you want to text me, or if you want to just call in the next time. Amen. All right. So our topic for tonight is called Make Room. Make room. And we know who we're making room for. We're making room for God. Making room for God. And this topic, it just came about just me just always trying to find time to, I guess, to pray, to read. And it's like, why is it? Why am I always so busy trying to put God, fit God into my schedule when God should be the center and everything else comes after. Amen? And that's how we want our lives to be, for God to be the center and everything else comes after. So I said I just want to rearrange my life, you know. I want to make room for God. The things that he have given me, this place, you know, I want to make room for him so he feel invited. So his presence is always welcome here. So he know that even when I'm asleep, that, hey, it's room for you. Even if I didn't get to say that long prayer that I usually do this night, you know that you can make, you know that you have room because I did invite you in. I said, Lord Jesus, just cover me. And I fell asleep. I know. I said a little Nehemiah prayer, quick prayer. Amen. But you have to be inviting. You know, you think of, you visiting someone's home, and if they're not welcoming, they're not inviting, you won't feel comfortable. Amen. So we want to make room for God so he feels comfortable within our lives. Amen. Our scripture for tonight is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 through 34, and I'll just read it if you will follow along with me from the King. I'm reading from King James Version. Excuse me, my voice, everything. You know, this weather is kind of getting everyone. Amen. So it says, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. Amen, amen. That was Matthew chapter 6, verses 33 to 34, which is our scripture for tonight. And we're just talking about making room for God. And to make room for God, we have to push some stuff out. Amen. To make room for God, we have to take some things out. And this is, you know, I know we do a lot of sometimes it can sound metaphoric, but these things we have to take out in a metaphoric way, you know, but it's easier to think about it when you get the analogy of making room. So if you want new furniture, you can't keep this old furniture you have, amen, in your home. So you have to take it out. So what's in your life that you have to take out to make room for God? Is it that pride that you have to push out where you think that you can do everything on your own, that you have to push out to make room for God and be more trusting? Amen. We want to let in trust as we're making room. We want to push those negative things out that barricade our doors, that crowd our living room, our kitchen, our closet. Amen. Blocking a way for God to come in. We want to clear those things out. Amen. And I listened to this song also, what also helped me, like, with this topic as well. I listened to this song by Jonathan McReynolds called Make Room. And it was very, if anybody knows this gospel artist, most of his songs, you can tell he has, like, a deep personal relationship with God, which we all should seek and all should have that one-on-one time with God. Amen. Not what the church says, not what religion looks like, but that one-on-one time that you have with God, that's your relationship. Amen. It may look different from your mom's. It may look different from my relationship with God, but that's your one-on-one. So that's why I like a lot of his songs. But this song in particular, Make Room, is just talking about him making room for God. Amen. And I just want to, I'm not going to sing. I will not sing. But I just want to read just a little, and I'll try to read it in a poetic form. Okay, and it says, I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you are my number one. I love that. When I heard that, I said, repeat, repeat, repeat. I find space for what I treasure. I make time for what I want. I choose my priorities, and Jesus, you are my number one. That's some poetry. But I really like that because, you know, a lot of times we say, oh, I don't have time to pray to God. I don't have time to read my Bible. But when it comes down, if somebody say I have tickets to your favorite celebrity, whoever it is, you have whatever you want to see. You make time for your favorite TV shows. You make time for that Netflix. You make time for the Hulu. You make time for the Stars app. I'm calling myself out. You make time for Instagram, Facebook, all those things that's not really feeding your soul. Some things on it, 10% is probably feeding your soul, but the other 90% is just garbage. Yes, I said it. You know it's true. You look up, you know, Facebook time is a whole, Facebook zone is, it's a whole nother world. You look up, you don't miss about an hour or two of your day, of your life, that you can't get back. What will you make room for? Are you willing to sacrifice to give up that Facebook, that Instagram? And every now and then I will take myself away from social media because it's a big distraction from God, from doing my work, whether it's doing my actual job, being a daughter, being a granddaughter, you know, that takes up time. That takes up time not only with God but with the people that I love. So it's not showing, you know, I treasure God first. And then I treasure my family and all those that are around me and me that are valuable in my life. So if I'm putting Facebook and all these other things that don't mean nothing to me, like my actions are showing something different. Amen? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I just want to, I can get a little ahead of myself, so I'm going to just slow down. But we need to be mindful of what's in our space. Amen.
just be mindful of what we're feeding our energy to, who we're giving our energy to. The things that we are engaged in. Amen. And we're giving more time, energy to these things, these perishable things. And taking our focus off of God. Amen. Amen. If you are just joining me, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. And if you're listening online and would like to call in, dial 323-870-4174. And if you are listening via phone and would like to speak to me at any time, just press 1. I'm here. Amen. And our topic is make room for those who are just joining. Make room. Make room for God. Our scripture for tonight, this evening, is from Matthew chapter 6. Verses 33-34. Amen. And just telling us not to worry. A lot of us have worry. We worry about tomorrow when we didn't even accomplish today. Amen. So Jesus is just saying in Matthew 33-34 to seek God first and all the other things will follow. Amen. We seek him first. I'll read that one more time. And it says, but seek first the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. Amen. So when you seek God and you put God first, everything else will follow. And I know that to be true, and I'm not, it's one thing to hear the scriptures, but to actually experience the scripture, and to, I know this to be true, to put God center, and then everything else will follow. And, you know, I tell a lot about my experience with my car accident, things like that, and I'll go back, just like back in college when I had, like, this encounter with God. It was so, I can't explain it. Just like any, you know, if anyone try to tell their encounters that they had with God, it's, like, really hard to explain your feelings. It's really hard, but I'll try my best to explain. But I was in a deep sleep, and my roommate, she was gone. It was, like, in the middle of the night. I was in a deep sleep. It was a hardcore knock that I heard that woke me from my sleep. And it was, you know, when you, it's like a, you know, this is not anyone, but it's only God. So I knew who was, I knew where that knock came from. And I did look out my dorm door or whatever. No one was there. And I just sat down on my bed and I was just like, I'm not ready. That's all I said to God. I said, I'm not ready. And then that was it. I never, he never came back in my college years to warmer or anything, but what I would say is when I said I would not make room, me just saying I'm not ready, basically saying no, basically not willing to serve or be obedient in that time, when I didn't make room, everything else was so difficult, just even like trying to get scholarships, trying to get financial aid, everything else was so hard for me, just even like the people that were around me. Amen. I was making time for the wrong people. And they were filling my space. They were distractions. They were distractions. They were surrounding me that I could not even hear God. They were distracting me that I could not even have the right mind to say, yes, I'm going to serve you. But no, when God knocked, I said, no, you can't eat here. Amen. But when years later, when I did accept God and I said, yes, I'm ready to take this, I'm ready to go on this journey with you. I'm not saying that it's easy. It will never be easy. Amen. Trials, tribulations, barriers, they will come. That's part of life. That's part of life. But trusting in God, things will fall into order. Amen. You'll build endurance. Amen. If you would like to speak with me, you have any questions, and I know some people that text me things sometimes, they may be shy. You don't have to get on. You can text me if you want to, if you have any input and you may be shy to call in. You shouldn't be, but you may be a little shy to call in. Definitely text me if you have a question, and I'll just put it out there. I'll answer your questions or if you have a comment. Amen? So we're talking about making room, and one of the things I mentioned before about making room for God is pushing out that pride, because God does not like pride. He hates pride. Amen? And it's all up and down, like in Proverbs. Proverbs is the book of wisdom, amen, knowledge, all that is in Proverbs, and it just shows us how God does not like pride. Pride, to be prideful in the sight of the Lord is to basically say, you can do this on your own. You know, there's a lot of people going around knocking their chest. They're saying, yes, I'm a Christian, but knocking their chest like, oh, I did this. I got here on my own. Amen. I know for a fact that if it wasn't for the Lord, although I said no to him, if it wasn't for him to be on my side, I would not have finished college. I would not have made it through high school. I would not have made it even up to this far. Amen. Just keeping my sanity. Being in this crazy, busy world, it's hard to keep your sanity. Amen. But I thank God for a right mind. Amen. It's the little things that we also have to be mindful to thank God. We can't say that we got here on our own and then say we're Christians and we trust God, but we're saying that we got here on our own. The week before last, 2 weeks ago, when I was on, I spoke of how David trusted the Lord, that put his trust in the Lord, that he would deliver him, amen, as he went up against Goliath. David didn't go knock on his chest. David would have got knocked down. He didn't knock his chest, say, I'm going to knock him out. He said, nope, the God of war is on my side, amen. And we have to be like that. If we're going to be prideful, we need to boast in God. We need to boast in God to others. Make others like, what is that? What is that you have? What's that light? I want that light, you know? If we're going to be boastful, let's be boastful in the Lord. Amen. And Psalm chapter 10, verse 4, it says, because he is proud, the evil person does not turn to the Lord. There is no room for God in any of his thoughts. So even in the thoughts of a prideful man, there's no room for God. Even in the thoughts, there's no room for God. And you know the word says that if a man think, a man is. Amen. So if God is not in your thoughts, there's no way you can be the son, the child of God. Amen? If he's not even in your thoughts. So we're saying make room. Throw out, come on, get your trash bag. Let's go. Throw pride in there. Burn it. Don't even bring pride back. Amen? We need to throw pride away. We need to also, I want to go back to our verse 4 for the evening, which is don't worry. And that's something that I struggle with, worrying so much. I worry so much. I say I trust God, but my actions say differently. I worry so much. It's to the point that, like, my mom,
or my supervisor, like, pray, like, pray. And I'm like, oh, yeah, like, yeah, my main tool, God, you know, that I'm able to calm down when I pray and I put my trust in him. But it's contradicting to say that I trust God and to also worry, to pray and to worry. It's very contradicting. So as we're making room, as we're throwing out that pride, let's remember to throw out that worrying. You know, we're worried about what our future will be like. When God said, did you even accomplish today? It's still 5 a.m. in the morning, but you're worried about 5 a.m. the next day. You have to accomplish today. Get through today step by step. It's okay to think ahead. I'm not saying that. But to be worrying, biting your nails, and I must say that I think that this is just like a little side note for y'all that I just thank God for. I'm looking, as I said, biting your nails. I'm looking at my nails, and my nails are like, I can tell that my anxiety is low right now because my nails are like, they're long. And that says a lot for me that a few broke, but not because I was biting them, but they broke. That's the only reason why they're, like, not long, the two thumb ones. But I just say that in a way that I can see that I've been trusting God, amen? And that's been something I've been working on, just trusting God. And sometimes you can't see everything, but I thank God that I'm able to see this in this little moment. So that's something big for me, y'all. Y'all know I bite my nails like crazy. But we can't worry and then trust God. So let's throw all that worrying out. That we're going to trust God in our decision-making, amen? We're going to trust him in which school we should attend, which job we should take, which relationship we should be in, amen? We want to trust God in all of it. Amen? Amen, amen. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. We're live with Purpose Kingdom Network on Blog Talk Radio. And if you would like to speak with me at any time, if you're listening via phone, just press 1 or pound. I apologize. I always get this confused. So 1 or pound. Either one, you'll get in. And if you are listening via online and would like to call in, dial 323-870-4174. Amen. And our topic, make room. We're making room. We're cleaning up this house. We're throwing everything away that we don't need. Because a lot of what we have around is things that we want. Amen? And when I think about the things that we want, it's not really nourishing to us. Like the things that we need, it's so hard for us to say or to actually go and do it. Go and get the things that we need. Amen? It's like the food that we eat. It's so satisfying to eat the things that that's not good. That doesn't really fill us up. We eat the fast food, and it fills us up for a moment. You ever eat Chinese food? Mostly my Philly listeners, y'all know. Chinese food, we have a Chinese store on almost every corner. And when you get the Chinese food, you eat it, it's so good, so satisfying to that moment, for that moment. And then within an hour, you're hungry. You're hungry. An hour or two, this shouldn't be. You're tired. The food that you want, it makes you tired. Food is supposed to energize us. We're not supposed to be eating these heavy things. So let's also make room. When we're making room for God, we want to change our whole life. Amen? Our whole mindset. The way we think about our health and things like that. Because that's our body. That's our temple that God has created. If we're sitting here praying to God for long life, good health, we have to do our part. Faith without works is dead. Amen? We have to do our part. We're talking about making room. Making room for God. And the things that's pleasing to him. And as I'm on this journey of making room for God as well, I want to start getting back in the habit of
if you remember, I used to do like these little dates with God, and I want to get back into the habit of doing a date with God at least once a week, where it's just like a in tune, like just me going back and forth, just talking, him and I, like just setting, putting it on my calendar. I cannot talk to this person no matter what. I am booked for that time, for that day. I cannot rearrange this. This is a very important meeting. Amen. Just how I would like, you know, how you close your schedule to watch Power, to watch This Is Us, all that stuff. Amen. Make time. Be intentional, because our God is an intentional God. For with him, when we were in our mother's womb, he knew up until this point what we would be doing. He didn't say, oh, okay, today's Wednesday. Okay, let me figure out what Dom will be doing tomorrow. I got to hurry up and get that together. No, he's very intentional. So when we approach God, when we're coming to God, we want to be intentional, amen, and seeking him, making time and making room for him. Let's make room for him. And I just want to go, I'll read one more from Jonathan McReynolds' lyrics. It says, so I will make room for you. I will prepare for two, so you don't feel that you can't live here. Please live in me. Amen. So in making that room, you're inviting God in. You're like, hey, you are invited here. Listen, Holy Spirit, you're invited. God, speak to me. God, fill me. Fill this place, fill this heart. You are invited. So even when we are, because we're human, we're going to commit sin. None of us, we're not perfect. Amen? So, but being invited, allowing God to come in and inviting him in, even when we are about to commit sin, or if we even commit sin, amen, the Holy Spirit can tap us. Come out of it. Repent. Amen. Amen. So let's be inviting. Let's make room for God. Let's make room for him. Push all that out. Listen, I think I need like probably a week to throw all the things that I have out to make room for God. But it's fine. We're going to clean this house so we can invite his spirit in. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. I was reading an article about making room for God, and in this article I really like with the author, just her transparency in making room for God. And I know she was just saying that a few years back she really wanted to, like, she set her heart to read the whole Bible, you know. She wanted to do it in like a 90-day span. She wanted to read the whole Bible and wanted to do it in a 90-day span. And I can relate to that. You know, we all can relate to that. Say, hey, we're going to, you know, I'm going to do my devotion this morning. I'm going to do my devotion this evening. Or I'm going to read this book of in the Bible, and I'm going to make sure I finish it by, we put time frames on it. We're so eager. We set it in our heart. And then as time goes on and we realize, like, the things that are the demanding things of the day, you know, our daily demands, amen, we realize, wow, like, I may not have time for that. So she did admit that she wanted to do that, but she realized she was a busy mom, amen. She was a very busy mom, so she did read the Bible. I'm doing quotation marks. She read the Bible in 90 days, but in those 90 days, she skipped some chapters, she skipped some books, and it was when she was reading in the book of Exodus, you know, it was going on about the tabernacle, and she said about for 15 chapters, Moses was talking about the tabernacle, and she was like kind of skimming through it. You know, that's when I was reading the Bible, trying to read the Bible fully. In Genesis, when it goes through the genealogy, it can kind of, I can get a little tired or admittedly bored. with it, but it's very important to know the genealogy, things like that. Forgive me, Lord, I'm working on it, but if we're being honest here, and I can skim through it so I can relate to that, what this author was speaking about. But she said that she, you know, she went through it like 15 chapters. Why do you need 15 chapters of the tabernacle? And it wasn't until she got to chapter 40, at the end of chapter 40, when it was just speaking that God had made room, amen, that in the tabernacle, the Spirit of God was there, amen. It filled the whole tabernacle. The Spirit of God filled the whole tabernacle. And in that, it made her realize, wow, we needed up to 15 chapters to explain the importance of making room, of building. You know, this place that we have, we can make our home, our tabernacle, our body, our tabernacle, amen, as we're walking. That way that God knows that you can always have room for us as we're moving. This tabernacle, you can be here while I'm at work. You're invited in. While I'm out in the street, you're invited in. Amen? So it's important, no matter how much time, I said I need a week, so it don't matter how much time it takes to build. Amen? And I say that because sometimes we think that, okay, I've been a Christian for 5 years. I've been a Christian for 20 years. And that's enough building. No, we got to keep building. God don't stop. God does not stop. Amen? Keep going. Keep building and keep building on that tabernacle. And on that tabernacle, make room for God. That's building character. Amen? So we're making room for God. We're making room for God. No matter how long it takes, what it takes to sacrifice, amen, we're trusting him in all that we do. Amen? And then making room for God, we want to make sure that we are praying, that we are reading our Bible. Amen? Because the Bible is true. His word is true. God is true. Amen? He's a faithful God. Amen. So if you have any questions, just press pound or one. I'm here. You have any questions about making room, or if you have any struggles about making room for God, I want to know some of your struggles that you have for what holds you back from making room for God. Amen. And I know when I put things all for tomorrow, and that's another thing about our verse for this evening, you know. We don't complete our daily tasks, and we're so ahead and thinking about tomorrow, and then we always think that, hey, I can do that tomorrow. I'm going to make room for God tomorrow. I'm going to throw these trash bags out tomorrow of pride, of worrying, of anxiety, of disobedience, distrust, amen, unbelief. I'm going to throw that out tomorrow. That's not being proactive, amen. We have to do it right now while we have the time. Tomorrow is not promised to us. So we're going to make room right here, right now. Even if you have to put this phone down to the side and say, hold on, wait, let me stop. Let me just have a prayer, a one-on-one with God to make room for him. Amen? Amen. Make room, make room, make room, make room. I encourage you to make room, to make room, to make room. And while you're making room, this is included. Don't, as I said, when you're being intentional about making room for God, don't say that you'll have a date with God on, let's say, Saturday, you know, any day. Don't say that any day that you decide to make room for God, and then when your job calls you, you're like, yes, I can do overtime.
Well, that's more money in my pocket. Don't be selfish like that. Amen. In Proverbs 23, if you can turn with me, go to Proverbs 23, verses 4 through 5. Excuse my voice. I'm just like, this weather is killing me. Just up and down. Proverbs 23, verses 4 to 5. Amen. And it says, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Amen. So in Proverbs it's saying, do not overwork to be rich. A lot of people will just keep, you know, some people who have like, I don't know how they do it. They don't just have two jobs. And I understand how hard it is in America, okay? I'm not dismissing that. And that you may need two jobs, especially if you're taking care, if you have a certain amount of children, things. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when you have like two full-time jobs, and then a part-time job that you do, like, is just too much. That's just too much. Where do you find room? If you're working like that, where do you find room? Not just for God, let alone, like, your kids and your family. Where do you find time to serve God? Where do you find time to seek, to hear from Him? Because by the time you come from one job, you have to hurry up and get some rest to go to the next. So as we're making room for God, as we're being intentional about making room for God, let's be mindful not to dismiss God's time, not to reschedule. Amen. Tomorrow's not promised. Remember that. Amen. Say, do not, because you're working so hard to be rich. It's not like, oh, I have to do this. I have to work these. No, you're working to be rich based off of your own understanding. When God is like, hold on, I know a way you can be rich without you're working twice as hard. I know a way you can be rich and still feel peace. Amen? And not feel overworked. And then I like what verse 5 says about us setting our eyes on these things. You know, it's like going into a grocery store being hungry. And then your eyes are set on everything. Your eyes is basically what my mom would say, basically bigger than your stomach, you know. And your eyes are just set on all those things that you really don't need. So you just grab everything. By the time you get home, you cook things up, you're like, oh my gosh, why did I don't need any of this stuff that I've gotten. Amen. And it says that for riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an angel toward heaven. So it's like you ever just be working so much, and then you can't, like, where's my money going? It really flies away, the things that you buy. Over the years, I look in pictures, I'm like, okay, what happened to that cardigan? What happened to that bag? What happened to that jacket? What happened to this? All those items that we just, those material things, they fly away. Somehow they get wings and they go. Amen? But what remains and what stays? What's constant? God, He's there. He's there. He's just waiting for the invitation. He's waiting like, oh, okay. It's clear. It's inviting. I hear we're calling. He's inviting me in. And even those who are struggling in their marriage, make room for God
Invite him in. Let him be the center, and everything else will fall into place. And as I said, it's not going to be easy, and I'm not going to sit up here and talk so much on marriage. I've never been married before. Amen. But I do know when you put God in the center of anything, things do fall into play. Amen. The rest follows. So just inviting God to lead, to be the leader, to be the director of your marriage. Amen. Those who are struggling with their marriage, that just came to me. Amen. So then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26. Jesus is speaking to his disciples to pick up, to follow me. And when you follow me, basically deny yourself. Let go of that pride. Know that you cannot do this on your own, but only with me. Pick up your cross and be ready. Picking up that cross and being ready is like, no matter what comes, I'm going to be persecuted. I have my cross. Amen. Friends are going to say I'm corny, especially those who are young. Man, it's not easy being young and being into God. Amen. Friends are going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, what? You're staying home? You don't want to go out? You're corny. They're going to like, you're corny. Like, you know how your friends are to make you feel, to put that pressure on you. Amen. You're picking up that cross. That cross is whatever. Okay, I can be corny, but guess what? I'm going to hear a well done when I get to the other side. I don't have to answer to you. Amen? So pick up that cross and follow. Make room. Make room. You're struggling to make room. This is my favorite part. We're getting into the call of salvation. Those who are struggling, you wonder why it's so hard for you to get to God, because you haven't gotten to Christ. You haven't made room. You haven't acknowledged. Amen? You have to say, hey, Lord, I'm going to make room for you. You're invited here. I acknowledge who you are. You are the Son of God. You did walk this earth in human form. You did die on the cross. But guess what? You did rise again also. You have to believe it. If you believe that, if you trust that, if you know that, you are saved. That alone, you are saved. If you repent of all your sins, he is just to forgive you. All you have to do is acknowledge that he is your Lord and your personal Savior, and you are saved. In Jesus' name, you are saved. Amen. And make room for God in Jesus' name. I would like to bring Brother Rob on for announcements, or Pastor Toy.
Real quickly, this is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. And one of the things that we like to invite you to do is to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that are nurturing the Word of Christ. And if you can't find that, we just thank you for joining us tonight, where we provide a church without walls where you can come here and celebrate, or just let us know that you've turned a new leaf over in life and you turn your life over to Christ. And one of the ways you can correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network is you can correspond with us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. Simply say hello or just let us know your new chapter in life. We thank you for that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom, where you can do likewise. We'd like to invite you to also, we are resuming our walk, our morning walk on anchor.com. And you can just join us on anchor.com. where you can just hear our morning walk, our daily morning prayer. We thank you for doing so also. And if anybody wants to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the host name and the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And as always, we thank you, the listener, for supporting us here at Purpose Kingdom Network. At no matter where you're at in the world, we thank you so much for your support. Well, God's will, God's blessing. We hope you join us tomorrow evening for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And once again, God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening for the Healing Hour with Reverend Arthur Burgess III at 9 p.m., and we thank you so much for doing so. With that being said, this is the conclusion of our announcements, and Sister Dominique, we're going to turn the show back over into your hands.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about making room for God and making him priority. Amen. As you heard some of the lyrics as well as the gospel artist Jonathan McReynolds is just saying, we make room for the things that we prioritize. Amen. The lyric said, I find space for what I treasure. Amen. Do you treasure God? And if so, you want to put that into action. We want to push everything away, all that busyness, all those distractions. Amen. We want to push that away. Amen. Now, if you would turn with me, we'll go over one more story in the Bible. And I know that as I was reading Jonathan McReynolds' lyrics and things like that, you know, of course these are not in the Bible, but what it tells me is just relate, because we also have to relate the Bible, amen? The Bible is a guide to life, amen? A guide to life, the basic instruction before leaving this earth, amen? And we have to, when we speak to people, amen, we'll hear, how do you make time for God, amen? So I just put these lyrics out because, like, you see that you're not the only one going through this. You know, being in America, it's hard. It's really hard, you know, to make time. Like, times have changed, you know. Back in the day, stores will be closed on Sundays. Most of the stores will be closed. And then even a few years ago, at a certain time on Sunday, the stores will be closed. So as this world continues to progress, more and more distractions from God will come about. Amen? More and more distractions to keep us away from God definitely will come about. And the main distraction that I see is technology, amen? Technology, and there's nothing wrong with technology, but it's a huge distraction, and you will notice the next time you go to a gathering, and you will see people are looking down on their phone, amen? People in each other's space, where you can walk up, talk, have a conversation face to face, hear that voice face to face. Amen. But no, everyone head will be down looking into their phones. Okay? So I just want us to be mindful. Be mindful, be mindful as we grow, as we make room for God. Just be mindful of the distractions that are around. And especially the technology, amen? So it's good to see how other people, like, wow, like, look at that mother, that busy mother. You know, when I see my sisters just making time for God, and I'm like, they have kids, they have a family. I'm like, dang. And sometimes I fall asleep. It's just me. And I forget to pray, amen? Amen. So we all go through the same thing, but We just have to be conscious, not that prideful person who just don't even put God in our thoughts, you know. So even if we put him in our thoughts, amen. Like, Lord, I'm coming to you, Lord. Please be patient with me. Amen. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. I just want to thank God for just allowing me to just, oh, man, just to bring forth his word. I'm not a minister or anything, but I just thank God for just qualifying me. Amen. And sometimes we may not feel qualified, but just continue to make room for God. And he's going, everything else will follow. He's going to qualify you for those things that you desire. Amen. According to his will, the job that you want. Amen. So, with God's will and God's blessing, I'll see you in 2 more weeks. And remember to join us tomorrow night for the Healing Hour. May God be with you. God bless. Until next time, deuces.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Step one to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.